Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me again to give you the deeper understanding, a word that all of you are familiar with, that most of you have heard in the medical offices, that few of you understand. The word is osteoporosis. Yes, you know what it is. You've been told you've got it. We've got to get to the deeper understanding on this phenomenon. Otherwise, you're going to spin and spin and spin. As always, that's The Slant on the Show. We did that show a few weeks ago, or last week. Fibromyalgia, same thing, a word that means nothing. Osteoporosis is a word that means nothing. It's used because it scares you. It's used because you can understand it. You're old, your bones are thinning out, you're going to fall like your great-grandma and break yourself into a pile of dust. It sends the fear into you, and it sticks. Not to mention the fact we've got a solution. It's called Fosamix, so on and so forth. So you have to understand the rig here, the scam, so to speak. Not really an evil scam, but it's still misdirection. This show's about correcting the prevalent misdirections in medicine, and one of them is the term osteoporosis. As always, you've got to get to a deeper understanding of what? The bone! The anatomy of the bone, something probably many of you have never looked at. So hear ye, let us gather and take a look at the bone. As always, the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, .cc, two T's, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, get home, get to the website. You got to see the pictures. They're worth a million words. We don't have enough time to get all the words in. Use the pictures. Let's start with picture number one. How appropriate. Picture number one. There's a cross-section of a bone. Now that bone, this is picture number one, has many, many parts to it. The outside and the inside. But look at the complexity of that. We're not going to get into the complexity of bone today. But I do want to make a distinction. There is a bone on the outside and a bone on the inside. And the bone on the outside is your cortical bone. That's the hard bone. That's like bones breaking. And the inside of the bone is the medullary bone. It's the spongy bone. It's where the bone marrow lives. To get a picture of that, go to picture number two. Great X-ray-ish sort of a picture. Picture number two. Okay, perfect. So that thick white shell on that bone, those of you driving, just think of a bone. The outer part of that bone is your cortical bone. That's got its own anatomy. It's got its own collagen matrix. It's got its own blend of special minerals. Calcium, yes, is one of them. But what does calcium mean? Boy, has that been a heist. But that cortical bone on the outside is in ratio to the medullary bone, the other bone on the inside. The two of those are in ratio to each other. And when we say osteoporosis, that cortical bone is thinner and the medullary bone is thinner. So both of them thin out. In osteoporosis, that's the extreme form of another word, osteopenia. So regular good old bone loss is called osteopenia. Advanced bone loss, something outside the norm, whatever that means, ladies, who are more interested in this generally, when they tell you after birthing 20 children, you're osteoporotic or you're osteopenic, it just means you're thinning out. The reason, the cause, there's hundreds of them. We'll get to what I mean in a moment. But get the anatomy down. Now, that medullary bone, here, let's look at picture number three. Pictures are fun. Now, there, you pick it out for me. You can see the cortical bone. That's that thick yellowish. How, for whatever reason, it's come out yellow. Maybe they stained it. I don't know. That thick yellow shell there. And then on the inside, you see red. That's the blood supply into the medullary bone. That may even be part of the marrow. That spongy bone in there. And then you see those yellow, more cortical-like structures. But again, it's in a different pattern, in a different weave. Number one is the outside cortical. Number two is the trabecular or medullary. This picture is calling it trabecular. So when they say, ladies, gentlemen, whoever, you have osteoporosis, they're saying that that trabecular bone is thinning out. And they say that cortical bone is thinning out. And so on and so forth. Okay, you see? I'll bet you'd have never done that. A picture's worth a thousand words. All right, perfect. So, what do you do about it? Go to picture number four. One thing you don't become is diabetic. Now look at that. There's the normal group. What's normal? Who knows what normal is? Suppose you aren't breastfed. Suppose you live in EMF. I'm going to get into all of this stuff today. Suppose your genetics is for a slighter bone and you're compared to some standard and norm derived from who? So this word osteoporotic is tricky. Even osteopenic is tricky. What does it really mean against a norm that nobody really has any good sense of how it was derived? Read the book Biochemical Individuality. Read that book. Famous biochemist. All norms are off. Any norm is off 15, even 20% of the time for whoever that norm is applied to. So, first thing you do if you want to get intellectualized, if you want to get informed, is relax behind the term. You're concerned about, here's the parody. You're losing your teeth, you're losing your hair, you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're worrying your brains out, blah, 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 so on and so forth. All 175 of my shows, you've transgressed every single piece of advice, but you're worried about your osteoporosis. That's the first thing on your list. I'll tell you why, because you can understand it. If we dummy it down, then the public can relate, and that's the whole problem. We shouldn't be dummying it down for the public. We should be telling the public to enhance their education. Health is a priority. It's a priority for you, or you wouldn't listen to this show or any other shows or walk in and buy vitamins. If health is a priority, spend your time with intelligent priority. And that means you have to understand the misdirection of the term. What do I do about my osteoporosis, says the lady. And you're going to leave with a discourse and a portfolio specific to you, which is the point of my show. And if it's really complicated, you've got the number. And that's the concept here, which I'm going to attach much data to and information so you can broaden your understanding. So first thing, get rid of the concern about osteoporosis and explain it with your health. There's a diabetic. Look at the medullary bone in the diabetic. Picture number four. Now look at that. Oh, you don't have diabetes. Okay, sorry. This doesn't concern you. Just keep your eyes open for later on in the show. You bet it concerns you. What's diabetes? Again, it's asking you to understand diabetes. When the blood sugar is high, your blood supply will decrease. High blood sugar eats capillary systems. That's why an extreme diabetic has neuropathy and they have what? Gangrene. You can't get the blood in because the high sugar in the blood rots out the capillary. So the capillary doesn't deliver. The free radical oxidative stress skyrockets and your cells just die. There you go. So you're all diabetic. We're all diabetic. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not. Yes, we are. If you understand blood sugar, you understand how. If even though your glycosylated hemoglobin isn't high, even if your doctor says you're not diabetic, that diabetic test is ridiculous. It's an absurd test. Any reasonably strong person, after 8 hours of sleep, 6 hours of sleep, 10 hours of refraining from food, 12 hours of refraining from food, is not going to show high blood sugar. If you do, you're in bad shape. Most people don't. And then no one's going to check the glycosylated hemoglobin. And even still, a reasonably strong person will have the HGB-A1C, glycosylated hemoglobin, low, and the fasting blood sugar low. You guys following, right? You know enough. You're my regular listeners. If you're new, welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get into this. So after 10 hours of sleep, your blood sugar's not high. You have to check your blood glucose 1 hour after you eat, every single time you eat. And then you'll see many of you are living with blood sugar up at 140, 150 all day until you rest at night. That's enough to do this. There's your osteopenia. And that's one of maybe 15 reasons we'll cover today. Ah, now you're getting it. Mrs. Smith says, I'm concerned about my osteoporosis. The deeper understanding. Okay, I can't even listen to it anymore. You get the point. Let's break it down now. Cortical bone, medullary bone, so on and so forth. Go to picture number 5. Fantastic picture. Again, Control Plus. For those of you who are still getting used to the computer, Control Plus to make the picture bigger. You're seeing three types of cells: osteoclast, osteoblast, and osteocyte. Bones remodel. I'm introducing a new word now. Remodeling of the bone. There, it's on the bottom. Bone remodeling. Bone remodeling says that the bone will remodel. It will break down and build up, break down and build up. Concept. You cannot build unless you break down. When you break down, you don't feel good. When you break down, your lab tests won't work well. When you break down, the pro-inflammatory exudates will go up. We see this in the liver when the liver remodels. There's a word I'm using in conjunction with another organ now. Remodeling is a word. Okay, so you're getting this show. You're getting this show. This is why I do this show. Bones remodel, organs remodel, life remodels. That means breakdown, build up, breakdown, build up. Breakdown means your lab tests go up. Why is this important for you to understand? Because anybody that buys in to holistic medicine, anybody that thinks that holistic medicine is the way to go, I mean, do you realize that I have dialogues each week with about 80% of my patients? I try not to have this discussion. They force me to do it. And that discussion is about how their husband, sorry husbands, not all of you, most of you, think this is a crock. Their husband, their friend, their neighbor. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is the 21st century. I have people, I'll have people come in from out of town, and their entire community is eyeballing their great move to the holistic step as if it's a sacrilege. And they're surrounding these brave harbingers of the future who take these leaps into holistic medicine against the advice of the doctors in white coats. Come on, man. Why are most of them women? Because women are used to this. They're used to crossing these lines of absurdity. They were told they couldn't vote. They were told they couldn't play basketball. They were told that it was okay to rip out their ovaries and their uteruses.